Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ. يَا قُرْآنُ عَلَيْكَ سَلَامٌ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the program. Let's recite the Quran on RIB English Radio. In this program, we recite the Quran and we talk about the Tajweed rules and the verses that we recite. Here with me in the studio, I have two honorable students, Brother Ahmed and Brother Mustafa. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Okay, we finished Surah An-Naba in the previous episode and now we're going to begin Surah An-Nazi'at. Starting with Brother Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والنازعات غرقا.
والنازعات غرقا.
والناشطات نشطا.
والناشطات نشطا.
والسابحات سبحا.
والسابحات سبحا.
فالسابقات سبقا.
فالسابقات سبقا.
Okay, one thing you'll notice in this surah is that, first of all, we have Waqful Ibdal at the end of all of the verses almost. And at least in the verses that we recited so far. Another thing is that in the verses that we recited, the last letter, the last consonant at the end of these verses were what? What characteristic did they have?
Tanween al-Fat.
No. What characteristic did the letters have? Qaf, Ta. Not Ha, but Qaf.
There are Isti'la.
Isti'la. Except for Ha, which is Istifal. Qaf in Gharqa, Nashta, and Sabqa. We had isti'la. So a letter of isti'la has to be pronounced with? With what? Thickness or thinness?
Thickness.
And what's it called in Arabic?
Tafkhim.
Tafkhim. Wassabihati sabaha. Here we have tarqiq of the ha. And another thing is that for the last two verses that we recited, وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا and فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَا, the last words in these two verses, they have one thing in common. Do you know what that is? The same rule of tajweed.
وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحَا فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبْقَا. Sabqa, sabha.
We have ghalghala here.
We have ghalghala, exactly. The ba should not be trapped in this place of articulation. We should allow it to bounce back, and we have to hear the ba clearly. If you say wasabihati sabha, we didn't hear the ba clearly. So that is why we apply qalqala to the letters of qalqala. Because if you don't apply qalqala when they are sakin, you won't hear their sound clearly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
والنازعات غرقا
by those angels who extract with violence
والناشطات نشطا
and by those who remove with ease
والسابحات سبحا
and by those who glide as if swimming
السابقات سبقا
and those who race each other in a race.
Okay, Brother Mustafa.
Yes.
Now let's recite with you. فالمدبرات أمرا
فالمدبرات أمرا
يوم ترجف الراجفة
يوم ترجف الراجفة
تتبعها الرادفة
تتبعها الرادفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
Okay, in verse 5, we have two letters that are pronounced with tafkhim. What are they?
Oh, the two ra's.
Yeah, both ra's are pronounced with tafkhim because they both have what?
Fatha.
Yes, fatha or alif.
Yes.
Alif. So, فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرَا Ra, ra.
Yes.
Not ra. Okay? And in verse 6, do we have waqf al-ibdal?
Ibdal.
Remember I said we have two kinds of waqf al-ibdal?
Rajifah.
Rajifah.
Yes, we have ibdal.
And also in verse 7 and 8.
We have ibdal. Waqf al-ibdal.
Yeah. And did we recite verse 9?
No.
We didn't recite that verse. Let's recite it. أبصارها خاشعة
أبصارها خاشعة
Okay. In أبصارها, what do we have?
On ba, we have غلغلة and on صاد, we have تفخيم.
Very good. And on ra, what do we have?
Also tafkhim, but yes, not also. A high level.
No, ra, we don't have levels for the tafkhim of ra. Ra, we don't divide the levels of tafkhim for ra into like 7 levels or, 6 levels. We don't do that for ra. 5 levels, actually. The letters of istila, they have 5 letters of, 5 levels of tafkhim. We said that alif al-mad has the highest level of tafkhim. Abasaruha. If it has a fatha, letter of istila, it's the second level. The third level is whenever it has a what?
It has a zamma.
Dhamma or wawul mad. The fourth level is whenever it has
sukoon.
A sukoon. And the lowest level is whenever it has
kasra.
Or
yawul mad.
Yawul mad, yeah, exactly.
Al-mudabbirati amra.
And those who arrange each matter.
Yawma tarjufu ar-rajifa.
On the day the blast of the horn will convulse creation.
تتبعها الرادفة
There will follow it, the subsequent one.
قلوب يومئذ واجفة
Hearts that day will tremble.
أبصارها خاشعة
Their eyes humbled.
Okay, let's get back to Brother Ahmad.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
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 أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة
أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة
فإذا هم بالساهرة
فإذا هم بالساهرة
يقولون What does the qaf have here? I want a complete answer. يقولون the qaf.
The qaf has isti'la, thickness.
Okay, there's a difference between isti'la and tafkhim. Isti'la is a characteristic. Tafkhim is a mechanism. So we say that all of the letters of isti'la, they inherently have this characteristic. And a letter of isti'la has to be pronounced with tafkhim.
Right.
Okay. And that is why the letters of isti'la are also known as the letters of tafkhim, because they're always pronounced with tafkhim. So we don't say it has isti'la. Of course it has isti'la. We say that it has to be pronounced with tafkhim. At the what level? Moderate level.
Yeah, moderate level.
Moderate. So it's the third level. And what else do we have? عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً. What is that?
That's on, it's the same thing. We're applying tafkhim here on the highest level.
No, what about the rule of nun sakin? عِظَامًا نَخِرَةً.
We're having a idgham of the tanween into noon. Idgham, like the two noons are merging together.
Yeah, and it's bila ghunna or ma'al ghunna?
Bila ghunna.
Bila ghunna? So we say idghaman nakhira.
Or do we ma'al, say ma'al ghunna?
Yeah, it's ma'al ghunna.
What was this idgham called when two letters, the same letters, they merge?
متماثلين.
متماثلين.
We have متجانسين. Whenever they have the same letter, they have the same place of articulation, like دال and تاء. Or, for example, what else do we have? ذال and فاء.
Right.
And what else? We don't have that many متجانسين. We have a few متجانسين. And then we have متقاربين. That means the place of articulation is close. Like نون and لام.
Right.
Like نون and يا. It's not the same. It's just close to each other. Or لام and را. Okay? And another rule of نون ساكنة in كرة خاسرة. What is it?
The rule of
verse
what?
12. Nun sakina. See, I'm giving you all the hints. Karratun khasira.
That's izhar.
Yeah, it's ilhar of nun sakina. So what do we do?
We don't merge them or hint anything. It's just we normally read it.
We pronounce it completely, fully, and fully. Clearly.
Exactly.
That's ilhar.
يقولون أئنا لمردودون في الحافرة
They are presently saying, will we indeed be returned to our former state of life?
أئذا كنا عظاما نخرة
Even if we should be decayed bones
قالوا تلك إذا كرة خاسرة.
They say that then would be a losing return.
فإنما هي زجرة واحدة.
Indeed, it will be but one shout.
فإذا هم بالساهرة.
And suddenly they will be alert upon the earth's surface.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن